Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of First Kiss by C.L. Stone, performed by Natalie Eaton. The Recovery. Coda Lee brushed strands of my dirty blonde hair away from my forehead and then pressed the back of his palm against it.
You feel warm still.
He sat next to me on his bed, wearing green and white plaid flannel pajama pants and a green t-shirt. He studied my face. Dr. Green stood in front of us, eyeballing me and waiting for the thermometer in my mouth to finish reading my temperature. His arms were folded over his chest, making creases in the untucked, unbuttoned yellow shirt and the white t-shirt underneath. He wore jeans, too, so I guessed he wasn't going to work at the hospital today.
Let's let the gadget thingy tell us if she has a fever.
The thermometer?
Coda asked. Dr. Green dropped his hands, stuffed them into his pockets, and shrugged.
I get so many gadget thingies. That's what they all are.
I smiled with the thermometer in my mouth. Strands of my hair fell over my cheeks, and while I tried to brush it back, Coda knocked my hands away from my face and gave me the eye to tell me not to move so they could get an accurate reading. I breathed out through my nose and waited, the loose hair tickling my forehead and cheeks. My hair was a mess after sleeping over. I must have thrashed around a lot in my sleep. After about a week of being sick, the other guys had slowly started to get back to normal, returning home. I'd stayed at Coda's house, at first because I was sick, and later because I was helping the others to recover. There were times when I'd run over to Nathan's house to take care of things while he was sick. I'd also, or occasionally, gone to the diner to help while Luke and North were recovering. My home base had shifted to Coda's house because that was where everyone else usually ended up. Coda's mother checked on us on occasion, too. Apparently, everyone taking over Coda's upstairs bedroom while being sick was normal for them, and she didn't say a word about me joining the guys. We had all just started to feel right again when my temperature had jumped in an odd spike last night. I was feeling a little run down, but had assumed I was only tired. Coda checked my forehead, said I must have overworked myself into being sick again, and sent me to bed early. Dr. Green hovered over us with a soft smile and a few curls of his dirty blonde hair hanging around his forehead as he waited. He and Coda had such worried, concerned shadows behind their happy demeanors. I was going to say I was fine, but kept my mouth closed, hoping the thermometer would tell them for me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?